Okay, so today is Daf Chav Gimel. Today's Daf is Spartan. The whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl's Daskel, Lezecha Nishmas, Rachel Bas Yitzhak Moshe, Neshama Shehav and Leah. So we are on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are by the two dots, by the story of Choni and Ma'agel. So they quote the Mishnah of Ma'isish HaSholchu L'Choni Ma'agel. They needed rain, so they sent emissaries, they sent messengers to Choni Ma'agel to daven for them. So Tana Rabbanan, it's already, Adar is almost over, and they haven't had rain or enough rain. So, they sent to Choni Ma'agel, and they asked him, Hispalel, daven for us, so that'll rain. If they were so certain that it would rain with Choni Ma'agel, I don't know why they didn't ask him beforehand, but they asked now for Choni Ma'agel. Hispalel, so he davened, and nothing happened. So, Choni Ma'agel says, Ag Uga, he draws a circle in the ground, but Amad Besocho, and he stands in the middle of it. The same way that Habakkuk and Navi did it. Shneimar puts a pasuk in Habakkuk. Amishmarti amoda v'etzatzva al mitzor. And Amar alafanav and he davens to Hashem. Ribono shel olam b'nechasam p'nei malai. Your children have placed their faith in me. Or they asked me to daven for them because shani shepkeven bayis lefanecha. Because I'm like a ben bayis in your house. I'm always by you. So nishba ani b'shimcha gadol, I swear in your name, she'eni zaz mikan ad she'terachem abanecha, I will not leave from the circle until you have pity on your children. So hiskilu gesham minat fin. So it started to drizzle a little bit. Amar lo talmidav. So the talmidim said to Choni Ma'agel, that's Rebbe, re'inucha v'lo nomus. You got to do something for us that we don't die. I mean, this is not enough. It's just a little bit of drizzle. So, it seems to us that this rain is only coming down in order to be Matir Yeshua. Because you said, I'm not leaving until it rains. And it rains, so you're going to leave. But this isn't sufficient. So Amar, so Choni Ma'agel says back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kach Shalti, this is not what I asked for. Ela Gishmi Boros Sichron Oros. I asked for rain that would fill all the pits and the cisterns and the water channels. So we are do Bizaf. And started to actually, pour torrential downpours. At Shakol Tipa Vatipa, so much that each droplet of rain was as big, Kimlo Pi Chavis, was as big as the cover of a barrel. Vishiru Chachamish Ain Tipa Pchusa Milog. Each tipa of rain was a log. That's a lot of water. So Amar lo Talmidav, so the Talmidav said to Choni Ma'agel, we have this torrential downpour, Rebbe Ranucha v'lo Nomus, we have to look at us, we don't want to die. This is like floodwaters. This is going to destroy the world. So Amar Lepanav, so Choni Ma'agel says back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo Kach Sha'alti, this is not what I asked for. Ela Gishmei Ratzon Ubracha Nadav, I wanted rain of bracha, I wanted rain of pleasant rain. So Yardu could tiknon, then the rain fell appropriately, and it was so much rain, Acha Olu Kola Amla Harabais, they went to a higher place, up to the Harabais, Mipnei Yagashamim, because it was flooding, I guess, the lower areas. So Amrulo, so the Talmidim said to Choni Ma'agel, Rebbe, it's a lot of rain, that's enough. So Kishem Shispalalta Sheyardu, just like you prayed that they should rain should fall, Kach Hispalel V'yecholuchem, you should daven also that we should stop, we don't need any more. So Amar Lehem, he says to them, Kach Mekublani, as we saw yesterday, this is what I've received from my Rabbanim, Ein Mispalim Al Rov Tova. We don't daven to stop, Tova. Right? We don't stop daven to stop something that's Tova, even though we don't need it anymore. That's why I can't daven to stop the rain. Hafal Pikein, nevertheless, since the right now, the rain that's coming down is too much, and it's not such a good thing. Heviuli par hoda, bring me a par so I can bring it as a karban, which seems to be a shlamim. So heviulo par hoda. So he brought this par for a karban. Samach shtei yodav alav. He does smicha. He puts his two hands on it. But Amar lefanav, but he says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Amcha Yisrael shoseitam Mitzrayim, the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, einan yecholim lo berov tova lo berov peronos. They can't withstand too much good. They can't withstand too much bad. Ka'asta aleihem, you got upset at them, right? Be'enon yochel la'amod, and they can't deal with that. Hishpat aleihem, then you gave them a lot of shefa and a lot of tova. Right? Hishpat aleihem tova, enon yochel la'amod. They can't stand with that. Yiratzon fanecha, it should be your will. She'yifzeku ha'gishamim, that the all this rain should stop. U'yeh revach ba'olam, and there'll be health and blessing in the world. Miyad nashva ruach v'disparzu ha'avim. Immediately, the wind came, the clouds split up, v'zarcha chamon, the sun came out, v'yotzu al masada, and the nation went out to the field, v'yivu lahem kimeim u'pitrios, and they were these, I guess the mushrooms grew right away, after the rain, right, the mushrooms grew right away. So the question I just asked, he just said he can't daven for a stopping the rain, and then he davens to stop the rain. But I guess with a carbon, maybe that's better. I don't know. So after the rain stops, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach then sent to Chonim Agel. So now we can actually place where Chonim Agel really is. You know, late Second Temple, but probably around the times of Herod. Right, Shimon ben Shetach is the time when King Herod kills all the Chachamim and he leaves Shimon ben Shetach alive. So this is, 100 years before the Korban? No, yeah, something like that. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Ilmale Choniata, had you not been Choni, Gazorin Lecha Nidoy, I would put you in Chayrim, right? I put you in Nidoy. Why? She'ilu Shanim Kishne Elio, Shemaftechos Kishamim Biyodo Shel Elio. So Elio, and I would put you in Chayrim. Why? Number one is because you pointed out, because you are a chutzpah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to stand right here until you listen to me. You can't. How do you talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that way? How do you talk to your parent that way? You don't do that.
No, just had this entire thing.
I was in the Mishnah, this is according to Braisa.
Oh.
Extended
story.
Yeah, extended story. They want the kids to know it well. You know, this is the story that the kids all come home from school with. Right? So, Ilmali Choniata, had you not been. We have another story with Choniata, we'll get to it in a moment also, with the tree.
Yeah, so, that one's worse.
So we'll get to that in a moment. Right? So, Ilmali Choniata, had you not been Choni, there was only Lachanidoi. And number two, Ilu Shanim Kishne Elio, right? Had it been the years like Elio and Navi, Shemavtechos Kshom Biyodo Shelio, right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the keys of rain to Elio and Navi. And Elio and Navi swore that it would not rain. Right, so you would, if had this been the years of Elio, he would have swore that it's not supposed to rain, and you're swearing that it should rain. So one of you guys would end up being a liar. I don't know what the problem is. That was a couple thousand years before. I don't know what the issue is. Somebody would have been lying, and Shem Shemayim would have been Chilul Hashem. Aval Ma Selecha, what can I do for you? I think that you should go to Chayrim, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu thinks differently. Ma Selecha, Ata Mischate, you sin, according to what I think, Lifnei Hamakom for Hashem. Ve'oselecha Ritzoncha. Nevertheless, God listens to you. Right, kevein shem mischate alaviv. It's like a son who's, I think, acts improperly in front of his father. But oslo resono. Nevertheless, the father buys him the gift that he wants. Right, omer lo abba. He says, Father, holy cheni l'rachaseni b'chamim. Take me to the bathhouse so I can wash in warmer water. And he says, yeah. He takes him, and then he says, oh l'shlatveini b'tzonin. Take me back so I can wash in cold water. And he does. Tainli agozim. Give me gushgadim afarsakin v'rimonim. You know, give me nuts and almonds. And give me all these things that I want. Give me. And but no, say no. And he gives it to him, right? Valecha, and you're the same way. And Hashem listens to you. What am I supposed to do? Valecha, kasev omer. And you, the pasuk says, Mishle, yismach abicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladetecha. Right? Yismach abicha is your father in heaven. V'imecha is Knesset Yisrael. V'sagel yodecha, that's your father and your mother that gave birth to you. They're happy with you. So what am I supposed to do? I can't be gozer nidoy on you, even though I think you deserve it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, learn to the Braisa. Ma shachu b'nei lishkas ha-gazis l'choni ha-magel. What did the children of the lishkas ha-gazis, that really means the Chachmei Sanhedrin, who sat in the lishkas ha-gazis, what did they send to choni ha-magel after this whole maisa of that he davened for the rain? So they sent to him a list of psukim, praising him, I guess. Right, he says, v'tigzar omer v'yakam lach v'al dirachecha naga or. Right, but Tigza Omer means Ataga Zarta Milmata. You, Choni, made a gzera from below that it should rain. But then the pasuk says, "Vayakom lach," meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayim amarecha milmala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim what you said. And then it says, "Va'al derachecha naga or dor shahaya afel." The generation that was sitting in darkness and they were sad because they had no rain. It says, you gave them or, you gave them light. And then the pasuk continues, the next pasuk, I think, it's Eo Perecha Ves. It says, full pasuk is, Hishpilu Vatomer gave up, Vesach Enayim Yoshia. So he says, Ki Hishpilu Vatomer Geya, Dor Shaya Shafel. Again, the Shafel, Hishpilu Shafel, they were low. Higbat Tobit Tvilasecha, right? Vatomer Geya, I guess he raised them up with your tefillin, with your davening. Vesach Enecha Yoshia, Dor Shashach. That again, a door that was low, but Avono with his sins. Right, he got Yoshia. It says in the pasuk, Hoshato b'tfilasecha. You saved with your tefila, and then another pasuk says, Yimaleit inaki dor shelo hayonaki. A generation that wasn't clean from averos that they needed. Right, milatato b'tfilasecha. They were saved from your tefila that the rain stopped at this point. B'nimlat b'vorv kapecha milatitzo b'masiyadecha habururin. They were saved because of the meisim that you brought, which you brought the korban. Right, so they called these pesukim. I know sometimes quote from Eov. I don't know if people appreciate it as much, but that's what they did. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol yomav shel osla tzadik." Now Rabbi Yochanan is many generations later. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol yomav shel osla tzadik." All the days of the tzadik, Chonim Agel, Haya Mitzta'er al Mikra Zeh, he couldn't understand, I guess, the explanation of this pasuk. Right after the pasuk says, right, we say Shira Malos Meshuva Shemet Shivat Zion Hayinu Kachomim. After the 70 years of Galus, we're going to come back, and it's going to be to us as if it was a dream that we were in Galus. Right, when Am Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael from the Galus after 70 years, because of all the simcha and all the good that they're going to have, all the tzaros are going to seem to them like a dream. So the pasuk here compares the 70 years in Galus to like one long, I guess, nightmare and one long dream. So Amar, so Choni Hamagel says, "Mi ika dinayim shivim shanim bilchelma." Can somebody dream for 70 years? I mean, it's a 70-year exile. It's all going to seem like a dream. Somebody can just be in this dream for 70 years, and yeah, this is the story where he falls asleep for 70 years. So Yom Achad Havei Azal Ba'Orcha. One day he's walking on the way. Chazi Elhu Gaber Daven Nata Charuva. He sees someone planting a carob tree. Amar Lei, he says to this person, "Hi, this tree Ad Kama Shin Ta'in. After how many years will it produce fruit?" So Amar Lei Ad Shivim Shanim. It'll take at least 70 years for it to produce fruit. So Amar Lei. So Choni Magal says to him, "Is it so clear to you that you're going to live for 70 years that you're going to see the produce of this fruit? You're going to see the outcome of this tree, right?" Amar Lei. So he says to him, "Hi, Gavra." This guy says to him, "Alma b'charuva ashkechtei. When I was born, there was a carob tree, presenting fruit. So someone must have planted it for me. So kihechi d'shatli li avosi. Just the same way that my father planted or my grandfather planted for me, shatli nami libarai. I'm going to plant it for my children so that they would have it as well. You plan for the future. It's not all for this generation. You have to plan for the future. So yosef ka karech rifta. So Choni Magal sits down to eat some bread. Asili shinta, and he became tired. So he fell benim and he fell asleep. Ahajle mushunisa ikase meena benim shim shanim. So as he's sleeping, these I don't know how he translates things like stones, like a stone, yeah, stone encircles him,
of rock.
Right? Okay, ikase ena, and it blocked his view. I think to me, so he couldn't see.
They couldn't see him.
No one can see him, and he couldn't see. Okay, he couldn't. No one can see him. It's like Sylvester and the Magic Pebble, right? He couldn't. He turns into a rock, and v'nim shivim shanim, and he sleeps for 70 years. He come, I guess after 70 years he wakes up, Chazil Hu Gavra, he sees this one guy, to have a kamalaki minayu, that he's collecting the fruits from this tree, from one of these trees. Amar Lei, so Choni Magal asked this person, "Atu deshisaltei, are you the person who planted the tree?" Amar Lei says, "No, not me. Bab Reon, I'm the grandson of the person who planted the tree." Amar Lei, he says, Choni Magal says to this person, "Shma mina dinayim shivim shin. It must be that I slept for 70 years now." Chazil Chamrei, so he sees all the donkeys that I guess were around him also. Disyadale ramche ramche, they gave birth to Lodos and Lodos. I guess I don't know why that's important, but all the, I guess he had a donkey with him. Maybe the donkey fell asleep with him, or the donkey was with him, survived, and gave birth to many generations of other donkeys. Azul may say, so now he goes to his house. That's going to be scary. So Amaluhu, so Choni says to the people of his house, Berei de Chonim Agal Mikayam, is Chonim Agal's son still alive? Amrule, they said to him, no, Berei Lesa, his son's not alive, but Barbara Isa, but his grandson's alive. So he says, Amaluhu, so Chonim Agal says to the people in the house, Ana Chonim Agal, I am Choni. Lo Himinu, they didn't believe him. Why would they? They didn't believe him. So Azal the base medrash. So he goes to the base medrash. Shamin lo rabbanan de kamri, and they heard the rabbanan saying to each other, "Nihirin shmeitasin kivishnei chonim agel." This piece of the Torah that we're learning is so clear to us as if we heard it from the mouth of Choni Magal. I guess Choni Magal was a very good teacher, and he was very clear. So he says, this is so clear to us like Choni Magal. Because when he would go to the base medrash, he would answer every kasha. So Amar Lahu, so Choni Magal says to Talmidim, Aninihu, Ananihu, I am Choni Magal. Lo Heimunhu, they didn't believe him. So then Lo Avile Yikara Kidiboile, and they didn't believe him, and they didn't give him the proper kavod that he deserved for being Choni Magal. So Chalosh Zaite, he was upset, and he got mitzar. Here he says, he quotes over here, he was mitzar that they didn't give him kavod. I don't know why that necessarily case. I thought maybe they were mitzar. People didn't recognize him. He's living in a new world. It's very hard. He's living in this new world. Chalosh Zaite Boy Rachame, and he davened Umes, and he died. Because as Amarava, you give me a chavrusa or give me death. Meaning I need people to associate with. I need to have a chavra. If I don't have a chavra, there's no point in being around. So he died, Davin, then he died.
Now that doesn't make no sense. How can he has to die? What do you mean, I need a chavra? So believe in the mitzvahs. Well, let's go study the Long Torah.
Right, I hear. I don't know. Okay, Mark continues.
I don't know if that answers the question of Shamas.
No, you can dream. You can sleep for 70 years. You can dream for 70 years. He slept for 70 years. That was the whole thing of 70 years. That's right. He said, how can you be that? He says, how can it be that someone can sleep for 70 years? And then he slept for 70 years.
Okay.
Abba Chilkiah. So Abba Chilkiah, Barbaray the Choni Magal Havi. Abba Chilkiah was the grandson, right, the son of Choni Magal. He also was a big rain guy. Ki mitzvicha alma mitra, when the world would need rain, havi mishadri rabbanan lagabai, they would send rabbanan to him to ask for rachim to daven that rain should come. Uboi rachamei v'asim mitra, he would daven and rain would come. Zim nechadas, at one time, it's tarach alma mitra, they needed rain. So shad the rabbanan, zuga the rabbanan lagabai, they sent a pair of rabbanan to him, libai rachamei d'naisim mitra, so he would daven and it should rain. Azul levesei, they went to his house, the lo ashkechuhu, and they didn't find him. So azul bid davra. So they went to the fields, I think. The ashkechuhu the have a rafik, and they saw that he was hoeing in the field. So Yehovah le shlama, they gave him shalom aleichem, the lo asperlu lape, and he didn't return it to them. Okay, he didn't say b'fanya in the evening when he was on his way back to his house. He have a minake tzive, tzive are bundles of sticks. When he was gathering these bundles, the darat tzive umara b'chad kafa. He would put the bundles of sticks on one shoulder, uglima bichad kasva, and he would carry his cloak on the other shoulder. Meaning, he didn't put the cloak under the sticks to prevent him from injuring his shoulder. So kula orcha lo sayim misane. The whole way, I think he means he didn't. It seems over here he didn't put on his shoes.
Correct.
All right. Kimati lemaye sayim misane. But when he got to the water, he put on his shoes. Kimata lehizmi vihigi. So when he got to a place where there were lots of thorns, dilinu lemane, he would raise his cloak so it wouldn't be torn on the thorns, although then he would get cut up, right? Kimata lemasa, when he got to the city, nafak dibisihu laafeki mikashta, his wife would come out and greet him, adorned in lots of jewelry. Kimata lebese, when he came to his house, alas dibisai beresha, his wife went in first, Bahadra al Ihu, and then he went in, Bahadra al Rabbanan, then he let the Rabbanan, who were following him the whole time, to come in. So they're seeing all this happening, and they're going to ask him, what were you doing? Yosef Ikarich Rifte, so Abba Chilkiah sat to eat bread, below Amar Luhul Rabbanan to Kiruchu, and he didn't ask the Rabbanan to partake. They didn't tell him to take any food. Palig Rifte Liyunuke, he gave bread to his children. The Kshisha Chada, to the older son, he gave only one piece of bread. Uluzutra Tre, and to the younger son, he gave two pieces of bread. Amar le libusayu, Abba Chilkiah says to his wife, Yadana de Rabbanan mishum mitra ka'asu. I know that the Rabbanan here are here to ask me for rain. Before they ask, Nepik l'igra, let's go up to the roof, v'niboy rachame, and we'll daven, Evshar de Miratze, maybe Miratze Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yese mitra, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillahs, and rain will come, lo nasik tivus l'nafshein. And therefore, we won't show them that we daven on their behalf, or they won't know that it's because of a zchus that it rained. They'll think it just happened, that it'll happen by itself. Right? So, right? Sounds like the Frisco kid. Sometimes it doesn't make it rain, and then it also rains. Right? Saku the igra. So that's a good scene. Right? Saku the igra. They went up to the roof. So Abba Chilkiah is in one corner, and his wife is in the other corner. The clouds start to roll in from her side. I mean, it looks like he's answering her tefillos first. So when they came, I guess, and it started to rain, I guess. When they came down from the roof, Amar Luhu, so Abba Chilkiah says to the two Chachamim, Amayos Rabbanan, why are you here? What's the reason for your trip? Amrulay, the Chacham said to him, Sharjale Rabban Lagabe Dmar, Liboy Rachman Mitra. We came to, the Chacham sent us to you, so they asked you to daven for rain. Amrulahu, so he says back to them, Baruch HaMakom, Shlo Hitzvich Ischem Lech Abba Chilkiah. Baruch Hashem, you didn't need me, because look, it's raining already, you don't need me. Amrulay, they said to him, no, Yadanan, the Mitra Machmas Marhudasa. We know that's coming because of you. Ella, but, Lema lan mar hani mili de tamilan. Answer our questions, all these things that you did. We're answering, you know, what was the reason why you did all these things? So my time, why is it techiya habna lamar shlama? When we gave you shalom aleichem, lo izbar lan mar ape. You didn't respond. So amar lehu, schir yom have, v'amino lo ipegar. I'm a schir yom. I'm getting paid by the hour. I'm getting paid by the time. And if I take the time off to say shalom aleichem to you, that amount of time, I'm not going to be working, and I'm stealing from the person who's work I'm working for, and therefore I couldn't respond. Well, my time of the dara martzive achad katvei v'glima achad ketvei. Why did you put the cloak under the shoulder that you were carrying the branches to protect your shoulder from getting, you know, torn up? Amr lehu talishula haisa. It was a borrowed talis, right? It wasn't mine. Well, hachishal hachloshalia. I borrowed it to wear it. I didn't borrow it for the purpose of putting on my shoulder to protect me from the wood. It would have gotten torn. So my time of kula orchelo saimar masane. Why the whole way that you walked on the dry land, you didn't put on your shoes? And then when you got to the water, you put on the shoes. I mean, this is pretty simple. Amalu kula orcha chazina. The whole way I can see what's in front of me, and therefore I can avoid any sticks or rocks in the way. But maya loka chazina. But in the water, I can't see what's there. I'm afraid maybe something will bite me. Maybe I'll step on something. So I put on the shoes. I guess the shoes must be higher, and to protect my feet. My time ki mata marle hisme. Why, when you went to the place of the thorns, did you pick up your cloak? So he says, my flesh can heal, my cloak can't heal. My cloak will be torn, I'll be done with it. I don't know, it's sewed up, I guess, but it's not the same thing. And my body, I think. Are you not supposed to injure yourself? Okay. My time of the mata on the masa. Why is it when you got to the city, nothing to be seen with the marbaki mikashta? Why did your wife come out all adorned and all beautiful? So I'm a little kadesh lo etin ena beishacheres. I'm out for a while. I want to make sure that I only have eyes for my wife. So my time aile hibereisha b'hadar ali mara basra b'hadar ali anan. Why did you let make her go first? And then you put yourself in between us and her. I don't know who you guys were. I don't want you standing walking behind my wife. I don't know what type of people you are. So my time at Kikarkwa Rifta, lo armelana sukaruchu. Why did you give us bread? Mishum de lo nefishe rifta. He says to them, because I didn't have enough. Vamina lo iksifi rabbanan tivusa b'chinam. I didn't have enough. And if I would have asked you to take, you guys would have declined, but you would have said, oh, so nice of him that he offered us bread, and you would have been maksatova to me. But I knew you guys wouldn't have taken anyway, so I couldn't ask you. I didn't ask you to take. My time at Yaliv Mar Liyanuka Kashishachada Rifta Lazutra. Why did you give your older son only one piece of bread and your younger son two? He said, because my older son dorms. He's in the yeshiva. He gets food. My younger son lives at home. He needs to eat. He says, Amalu Ahai Kabavese. The younger son lives, the other way around. The older son lives at home. He's in the home all day. He can go to the kitchen. He can eat. Bahai, and this one, Yosef Ekenishta, he sits in the base manager. She doesn't have access to the food. Therefore, when he came home, I gave him more. Okay. In my time, Akadim, Siluk Anani, Mahai Zavisa, Davis Kaima, Dibisayo, the Marla Anani Day. Why did the clouds come roll in from your wife's side first and not from your side? He says, because Mishum the Itisa, Shchicha Bivesa. My wife is always at home. And if a woman, if an ani comes to ask for her to bring bread, she goes and gives it to her. V'yahave rifta laniye umikarve chaniyose. She gives him bread, fully baked bread, and he gets satiation right away. V'ana yavina zuza v'lo mikarve chaniyose. I just give him money. And then the money, he has to go and go buy it and take care of everything. My wife gives her the satisfaction of the food right away. Inami, another reason why. Hanu biryone dahav mishivusin. These borim and these amaratzim that live in the neighborhood, ana boy rachmei lemesu. I think that these guys are. I daven that they should die. I don't know what this means. I daven that Hashem should have rachmim and that they should die. But he boy rachmei de lahadri bitiyupta. She davens that they should be chosher b'tshuva, right? The hadru, because that's here in brackets, and they would be chosher b'tshuva. She is more. She's nicer. So she got answered first. Okay, that's Abachokia. Now we have Chanan Hanechba Bar Bartei the Chorim Agel Habe. He's also a grandson, but he's the son of Chorim Agel's daughter. Okay, and he's also a rain guy. He mitzich amal mitra. Right, I guess they're the same generation as Abachilkia, so I guess they had a choice to go to one or the other. So he mitzich amal mitra when they needed rain. Have a mishadre rabbanan yinuke de be rav lagabe. They would send two young children to him, as opposed to before they sent two talmid chachamim. Here they sent two young children to him. The Naktile Bishfule Glime, and they would tug at the bottom of his cloak, the Amrule, and they would say to him, Abba Abba, Father, Father, Havla Mitzvah, give us rain. Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would hear them, and he would have Rachmanis, and he would say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Asei Bishvil Elu, do give them rain on behalf of these children, She'ein Makirim, they can't differentiate between Abba the Yav Mitzvah, between the father who actually gives rain, the Abba the Loyav Mitzvah, the father who doesn't give rain. They're calling me Abba Abba when you are Abba Abba. V'amai Kari Lechanan HaNechva, why are they called Chanan HaNechva? Nechva means hidden. Why is he called Chanan the hidden? When he went to the bathroom, he was very tanua, and he would cover himself up when you go to the bathroom. So Amalei Rav Zrika, Rav Safra, Tochazei Ma Ben Takipe Da Arad Yisrael L'Chaside De Bavel. So come see a difference between the Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael and those in Bavel. Chaside De Bavel, who are the Chasidim in Bavel? That's Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Ki Havi Matzrich Alma Mitra, when they would need rain. Amri, they would say, they would gather all the Chachamim together, so we should daven for rain. Maybe, because of our tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have pity on us, and he will make it rain. But Akife, the Arad Yisrael, who's the Chassidim, the Akife in Eretz Yisrael, Kigon Rabbi Yona, Avua, the Rabbi Mani, Ki Habimatrich Amal Mitra, when they would need rain, Have a oil base, he would go into his house. You see, right away, he did it privately. He didn't need everybody to come. Right, he would go to his house for Amr Lahu, and he would say to the people's house, Havuli gu alke, va'azil va'ayse le bezuza ibura. Give me sackcloth, and Give me bags, basically. Right, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to buy wheat. Right? I guess wheat's expensive. I'm going to go out buy wheat. He have a nafik libara. When you go outside, azu v'kai beduchtan mika. He would stand in a deep place, right? Mimam akim krasicha Hashem. He's supposed to daven from a lower place. Some shuls actually have the bima dug out, and it's a little lower. Kai beduchtan tzina machse besaku bayrachmim. And he would put on the sacks, and he would daven v'ati mitra, and it would rain. He have a azu lebeisim. When he come back to his house, amrulei. They said to him, I see my Ibura, did you come back and bring back the wheat? Amalu, no, Amina, hold off the Mitra. I'm going to wait off. So since I sort of started to rain, Hashda Rabach Alma, there's going to be a lot more and the price is going to go down. So you see that there are two differences between the Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael and those in Bavel. Number one, Rabbi Yonah never told anybody that he was going to Davin. He did it by himself. Whereas in Bavel, they would all gather together. And number two, there they would tell each other, and also he did it by himself. And they had to announce it to everybody, and then daven together. Okay, now Vesu, talking about Rav Yonah now, I think, right? Vesu, Rabbi Mani Brei, who's Rav Yonah's son, have kamitzari le lebe nisiyah. So the people in the house of the nasi were bothering him. The ishtakech akiver da avua, and he went and he went to his father's cave there. Amarle, and he says to his father, who's I guess dead now, Abba Abba, Hanu Mitzarle, Father, Father, these guys are bothering, they're picking on me, they're bullying me. Yom Achad, so one day, Habakachalfe Hasam, those people, I guess, were traveling, on horses, they were traveling over the cave past the cave of Yonah, and Inkut Kara Disu Savatayu. Somehow the feet of the horses got stuck by the grave. So ad the kibul alayud lo kamitzari le, until they accept upon themselves to no longer bother this person's son. From beyond, he held on to their ankles and didn't let them move. Besu, and another maisa, Rabbi Mani, who is this? This is talking about somebody else, right?
Yeah, same person.
Let's see. Right, Rabbi Mani, habishchir kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. So Rabbi Mani would also oftentimes be by the house of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, right? Rabbi Eliyashiv, right? Amarle, so he would say to Rav Mani, would say to Rabbi Yitzchak, Asire de Bechami Kamitzarule.
Rabbi was the son of Rav Yonah.
Right, Rav Mani is the son, right? But now he's doing something with Rabbi Yitzchak.
Right.
Right, so it's not talking about Rav Yonah, it's talking about Rabbi Yitzchak.
His son, yeah.
Right, so Rav Mani says to Rabbi Yitzchak, Asire de bechami kavitzarule. The rich people are bothering me. Amar, so since it's because they're wealthy, he says, Amar lianu. So Rabbi Yitzchak says they should become poor, lianu, and they became poor. Then, Amar kadachukuli. These poor people are bothering me. They want to collect snaka from me all the time. So, but Amar, li truv itaru. He made them rich again. I guess they have the power to do so. Right? You never know. It's probably sometimes it's better the way things are. It's not always grass. It's not always greener. Amar. So another thing with Rav Mani. Amar. So lo mikablani alai inchevesi. I think Rav Mani is saying to Rav Yitzchak ben Yoshev that my wife is in pretty, I think. Right? Lo mikablani alai inchevesi. Rashi says ein ishti mikubelas alai she'ena yafe. My wife's not pretty, I guess. Oh, she's not nice. Maybe she's not a nice person. Amrole mashma. What's her name? So he says her name is Chana. So he Rav Yitzchak then says Tisyapi Chana. Chana should be beautiful. Then Nisyapas, and she became beautiful. Amrale kamigadrada alai. Now she's arrogant. She's so pretty. She's arrogant. So Amrale ihach. If that's the case, Tachzor Chana l'shach rurisa. She should return to her darkness, to her ugliness. Bechazor Chana l'shach rurisa. Okay. I don't know. Tanu trei talmidai. I think just be happy with what you have. It doesn't mean that, you know, things are going to not always better. Hanu, you think you know better, but it's not necessarily true. Hanu trei talmidai, these two talmidim, tabi kameh de Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yoshev. They used to always be by Rabbi Yitzchak. Amrulei, so they said to Rabbi Yitzchak, niboy my rachman alai, the nichkem tuva. Should ask, we're begging you to daven for us that we should be smarter, we can understand our Torah better. Amrulehu, he says to them, I can't daven for that. This thing was in my hands, but I can't daven for this anymore. I think this is important. When it comes to certain things, when it comes to physical things, maybe you can daven for. When it comes to learning and limud, the only way to get to it is through amelus. There's no shortcuts. Right? You got to sit down, you got to plug away. There's no such thing as shortcuts. When you have all these segulos that go around, there's always a segula for parnasa.
Most of the time, there's no shortcuts.
But everyone talks to... Not in today's day and age, it's not true. You can just daven for a skula, and you can give tzedakah to somebody, and they'll daven at the kotel for you, and then you're going to be rich. I mean, I see all those advertisements in mishpacha all the time. I haven't done it yet, so I don't know.
Shlomo HaMelech asked for chokhmah.
He got it. Shlomo HaMelech is also the exception that proves the rule, probably.
Shlomo HaMelech didn't ask for it. Hashem asked him what he wanted.
Right.
That's what he said he wanted.
Right. But here you have to plug. He's supposed to plug for work too. But. Okay, Rav Yossi bar Avin habishchira kemed Rav Yossi de minyokrat. One Rav Yossi was oftentimes Rav Yossi, the other Rav Yossi. Shavke, he left this Rav Yossi, but asla kame de Rav Ashi, and went before Rav. Oh, this is a long story. No, stop here. Okay? Stop here, right on the bottom. Right on the bottom, like the last line. Okay.